You know who just walked past the studio? Jason Ellis, who is a host here of the Jason Ellis Show on Sirius XM Faction, Channel 41. And but he does the show out of L.A., so I didn't realize how hot he is. I mean, I was looking at the pictures of him, but he's like even a lot hotter in person. And he's going to be joining us here any minute. Is he coming in now? I'm going to take a quick break and we'll be back. We'll be back with Jason Ellis here at Jane Radio.
Sirius XM.
Stars.
Hello, hello, hello. We're back here at Jane Radio. This is Jane Pratt. And I am joined here in the studio by Jason Ellis. I'm so excited to have you here, man.
I'm excited to be here, especially after you told me that you're really good at blowjobs. That's all I got going through my head now. Oh, really? I have a penis and I'm single. Small world.
I'm excited on many levels. As you can tell, my legs are triple crossed. That's always a sign. I do that when Howard Stern walks past the studio too. Triple crossed legs.
You're locking your vagina up so it doesn't come flying out and attack.
No, it's just a way. It's like when you triple cross your legs, it's because it generally speaking, it's if you're turned on, so you're kind of like yeah. I'm not giving myself an orgasm right now.
I hope that that's the. Could that be the same for any other females? Because if that's,
yeah,
I would. Next time I see that, I'd be like, oh shit.
Yeah, go. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I'll straight away. I'll say, excuse me, do you like blowjobs?
Or yeah,
I have a penis. What is this?
You guys know Jason because he's the host of the Jason Ellis Show. Weekdays on Sirius XM Faction Channel 41, and also author of. This new book. I'm awesome. Well, are you laughing because you didn't actually...
I'm laughing that I shouldn't have anything to do with books at all. I've only read one book my whole life. I tried to read that on the plane. It's too fucking depressing.
Well, you basically give Mike Tully credit for writing it, right?
Because he did. Yeah.
But it's your story.
It is my story. Yeah, all the pain and suffering and glory was all lived through my eyes, which is cool.
It's okay. So plenty of authors come through here, and I don't often read the book.
Fair enough, me neither.
This one, though, I read almost all of it.
Right.
Well, there's good shit in here.
There's
like, yeah, you with the when you shot up with the prostitutes, and then they put you out on the street without your wallet, and
yeah, robbed me.
Yeah.
I only did one of them too.
Well, because you only did one of them.
I paid for both and heroin.
And then
I got some heroin. I never shot up before, and I was pretty low, obviously, to let that happen.
Yeah.
But I was really scared of needles, so I wasn't going to do it. And I knew these, excuse my French, but bitches were junkies, so I knew that they weren't going to, like, give me an extra dose. So I wasn't worried about OD, and I knew they were going to, like, sting me on it because they wanted the most. They wanted all of it. So they whacked me up, and then I started banging one of them, and I guess that's when the other one started. Because we were in this little, there was like a house, and then there was like blankets that were like walls.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? So there was just, really, now that I think about it, it was almost like slave prostitution, except I know in Melbourne that they're just junkies on the street, so we're not that hardcore, but... I didn't think of that. I just was trying to have sex with a bunch of people and do drugs at the same time. Just sort of all evolved around that at one point. The ultimate thing to do was as many drugs as you could do while having sex with as many women as you could at the same time. That was sort of the goal for a long time.
Uh-huh. That's what I gathered.
Actually was awesome because it was so bad that I never did heroin again. Well, I wish I could say I never did prostitutes or two girls at the same time. Actually, no, I don't wish that.
Yeah, two girls.
I bang everybody at the same time and all that stuff, but I no longer do heroin. I put a needle in my ass this morning, but that's because I'm low in testosterone, so I have a doctor, so I shoot myself up with testosterone in the ass every morning, which is fucking cool, man. It looks so cool.
Wait a second.
I filmed it this morning from my website, which is ellismania.com. You can see my ass with a needle sticking out of it.
That's awesome.
Half naked in the bathroom trying to figure out how to get it in there without like twisting the needle, is looking into the mirror. It's an art form.
I've done some shooting myself in the ass before, too.
Hot.
But that, yeah. Well, yeah. It was for in vitro stuff. It wasn't really. You're kidding that it was hot? I thought you thought it was hot.
No, it was hot. I would do you and shoot you up with that at the same time. Instead of slapping you on the ass, I'll slap you in the ass with a needle. It's kinky.
So what? But the testosterone, so you're shooting that because you're low in.
Yeah, well, I'll do it real quick. I went to rehab to try to get my wife back, and then mm-hmm. I did a bunch of therapy, and I knew I was molested, but I didn't try to think about it mm-hmm. too much in my life. It turns out that it was my father that molested me. So there was a lot of shock in my life, and then when I got out of rehab, my wife had fallen in love with somebody else, and it's entirely my fault. I'm an asshole, not paying attention, but I had PTSD. I still have that, so the stress okay. shut my pituitary gland down, so then I no longer had an immune system, or which made my testosterone lower mm-hmm. to a point of I could no longer train, and if I actually hung out with somebody who had a cold, I would just get it straight away. So I spent like 3 months where I would just get, if I went to the gym, I would just wake up sick, and then I would rest for 2 days and then be like, that was weird. And then go to the gym and then wake up in the morning and be like, what the fuck is going on? I'm dying. So I went to the doctor, got all these tests and found out that. And now I take a bunch of pills to the things that I'm deficient in, iron yeah. and zinc and all this other stuff. And then and testosterone shots in my ass. And ever since then, I punch way harder and I can lift like way more stuff, and it's very, very exciting for me.
It's wonderful. Mm-hmm. It's super exciting.
You sound like my grandma, dude. Iron, zinc.
I would definitely beat her in a fight.
She's a tough old broad.
I'm
I don't
sure
know.
She is, but I got pretty good hands.
So now you, okay. So a lot of the book is a lot of, a lot of drinking, a lot of drugs, a lot of, hurting yourself different ways. Now you take, aside from the supplements and stuff that you were just talking about, now you're totally clean.
I've always tried to be clean. You know, I've always been healthy ever since. I mean, this book is really like, there was a time there where, you know, all I wanted to do was be a pro skateboarder.
Yeah.
And then from other things that had happened in my childhood, I needed to numb myself. I needed to stop this thing. No matter what, I could never be happy. You know what I mean? Yeah. I could win a contest or I could break a record. Yeah. And then within an hour, I'm just not happy, and I don't know why. I never really stopped to think about it until I got older and had kids and thought, man, am I showing my children how to be miserable on the couch for no reason? So I really tried to look into it. So, and I fucked my skateboard career. You know, I drugged it away. So now I have another chance in radio, and I'm way more talented at radio than I was ever at skateboarding. I'm not going to blow this one. So the book is really about that. It's mm-hmm. you know, I mean, there's second chances, but there's also it's proof that if you have a chance and you think you can't piss it away, I did. Yeah. There's dudes that are winning contests now that I used to beat, uh-huh. and I could never beat them now because I blew it.
Yeah.
So, and there's also all the things that I've done. That there's a lot of bad things, a lot of bad decisions, a lot of drugs that you usually don't come back from, and I did. And mm-hmm. I don't think I'm anybody special. I just think that I'm determined.
Yeah.
And I think that if you can relate to me in any way, or you're like, man, I never did fucking heroin with two prostitutes. This dude's fucked. Well, this dude has his ex-wife lives in a house in Beverly Hills. And this, you know what I mean? Like, I'm kind of, if I wasn't divorced, I'd be pretty successful. And I did heroin with prostitutes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, if you can, you know, it's sort of easier to relate. If someone's like, oh, I did this. Well, it's because you did your Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'm not Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'm a piece of shit skateboard dude from Australia. And I'm a success story because I won't quit and I won't stop and I'm driven. And that's the way you get good at stuff.
Yeah.
No matter who you are.
That's exactly right. And it seems like the radio thing is all what was meant to be anyway. Like that this is like the real calling for you.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's more satisfying. And I actually did an interview for an Australian skateboard magazine the other day, and it was Where Are They Now kind of thing. And I was sort of explaining the story to him and learning it as it was coming out of my mouth. It's another chance. My microphone died. Oh, my headphones
mine did
died.
Too.
Get your own board up. It's pretty flashy. Full screen it too. Show off. Anyway. Yeah, so I just... where was I? I got brain damage.
Yeah. You were saying about... Well, we were talking about the radio thing and how it's all coming around and how... Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm way... Yeah, and this is... It's ridiculous how you can fall in love with skateboarding and then get good at it and then kind of fuck it up and then get another job that you love and is even more fulfilling and still is not classified as a job. I mean, it's still, I got to come in here and the only difference is I now actually have bosses, but I'm not listening to them. They're not listening to me actually. So it works out pretty good, but it's still not a job. I talk shit on people 4 hours a day and now I'm all cool and popular for it. It ain't a job. I'm very, very lucky.
Yeah.
Very lucky.
Yeah. It's great. And if you look at it, if you look at it as lucky, then it's lucky. You know what I mean? It's like, we can all look at that. We can all, whatever. I think that people love, you know what I mean? You can look at things as lucky or you can look at them, you look at everything as an opportunity.
I try to do that so that I can be more optimistic about what's going on. I don't want to be... You know, skateboarding, I got spoiled real quick, and I had an attitude. I've got an attitude when it comes to radio. I think I'm the best dude there is, but I don't think that anybody owes me anything, and I don't expect anything. Yep. So it's all, I keep practicing and telling myself that when good things happen, like the book, enjoy it, man. Be really appreciative of it, because one, it probably won't ever happen again. If it does, holy shit, that's ridiculous. But at the same time, holy shit. How is that even a real thing that's going to come out? I can't read. How do I have a book? So just keep telling myself that, and then I'm probably less annoying to deal with.
And I think it is going to happen again because it's a fucking good book. And
there's a chance.
Yeah.
I have another story because that one ends before I went into rehab and found about all this new shit about my family.
Well, that's why I actually didn't. Okay, I told you I read most of the book, but I didn't realize that you were split up with your wife. And I didn't know about the rehab, and I was going to ask you about that, how you got off of all the stuff that you were on.
I wasn't really on anything. I just started to drink again, which is something that I don't really do that well with. And it was just a bender. You know, man, you got divorced and I was like, I was fucking depressed.
Yeah.
To the point where I'm now on antidepressants. And then all of a sudden, now I don't need to before it was just so hard to sit there and not try to switch it off. Like I just couldn't sit down. Uh-huh. It was just insane. Like to sit on my couch and stare at my feet and watch TV.
Yeah.
I just couldn't do it. Yeah. I was like, I gotta go fight. I gotta go do something. Cause I know if I don't do that, I'm gonna do something else. Which reminded me of how I used to be when I was a kid. That dangerous kid who just wanted to take as many drugs as he could. And I mean, I wanted to skate all day. But when it got dark and then we were drinking, I'll show you how to fucking drink. And it was like an angry drink. I don't remember because I never read the book, but there was a way that I drank that changed my life where I no longer drank for fun. I drank in spite of myself. Like I would sort of be angry when the glass was raised to my mouth, as in poison yourself because you deserve to be poisoned because you're a piece of shit. So it's not the same anymore. I know it's not my fault. I know everything that got I shouldn't even be alive. It's actually, you should give yourself a pat on the back every morning you wake up and don't try to kill yourself. So now it's a different, I look at everything a different way. So now numbing myself is no longer, I'm not numbing myself. I'm enjoying myself. Every now and then I don't have fun, but that's because I work here.
Here at SiriusXM specifically.
Specifically, yes.
That's good. What antidepressants do you take?
I don't know. I don't know what it's called. Fucking works, though.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
I take some too. That's what I was wondering.
Yeah, I never was that guy because I always thought if I got antidepressants, then it would stop me from... Because I would be scared of stuff, it was skateboarding or motocross or doing stunts. I got older and started to get scared about, I don't want to break my arm anymore. I've broken like 25 bones. That shit fucking hurts. Like getting knocked out and waking up thinking you're knocked out from another place and you can't breathe and you panic. All of a sudden I'm in fucking, Mexico and I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Oh God, I'm out again. And then doctors, you're going to get brain damage. So there's a lot of fear. Intelligent fear, but I figured that if I was angry, because that's how I would conquer my fear. If I would try something that was dangerous over and over again until I got angry. And then I'd be like, you know what? I fucking hope I don't make it. And I smash my face on the ground. Fuck you. Fuck this trick. It's on. And then I would make it. And everyone's like, whoa, Ellis is crazy. I'm like, yeah, you know what? Probably. Because what I went through in my head to do that was insane. So I didn't want to have antidepressants because I figured that that would cheer me up and stop me from being angry and getting what I want in life, which is to jump shit, scare the shit out of myself and be like, ha ha, I told you.
So now, but and so now you realize that with antidepressants, you still want to.
I'm still fucking still want to. I still want to jump all kinds of shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now I just go home happy.
You jump shit and then go home happy.
So it's I want to meditate, but I can't stop for 10 seconds. Sometimes I go in a sauna and I meditate for like, seriously, like 45 seconds. And then I'm like, stretch it out. And I'm like, okay, I try to get another stint in like 20 seconds of not thinking about what I'm doing today or tomorrow, blah, 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 blah. So but boxing, people try to punch you in the face, like big tough guy try to punch you in the face. Stop thinking about everything. Get your face out of the way. That's all I think about. And that's my meditation.
So that I was going to say, that's the kind of meditation. Because you're right in that
moment.
It's
man meditation. Just like man makeup that I get when I don't move my head out of the way. It's all about being a man. Can you tell how insecure I am? Just desperately trying to prove to everybody I'm a man.
I think it is clear that you are.
A terrified little baby.
Okay, I'm going to ask you for the
massive bulb. Nothing. I'm actually starting to grow something on the top right now. It's pretty cool. I've never seen it for like 10 years.
What does that mean?
I just shave everything. I always have.
Yeah.
Except my eyebrows and my beard.
Yeah.
Like some OCD shit, which I didn't really have. I got fucking diagnosed with that shit.
Oh,
I was
with
like,
OCD.
I'm like, what does OCD mean? Like, I'm like, oh, fuck, whatever. That's cool. It's like a cool thing, really. So yeah, I just shave everything all the time. And I would always shave my, because I first shaved my ankles to tape my ankles because I kept blowing my ankles out skating. And if you have that sports tape with the under tape, once you sweat, it slips.
Yeah.
So I would just tape my ankles without the under tape. So every time I took it off, it would rip all the hair out of my leg. And I'm like, that shit's starting to piss me off. So then I shaved up to there, to my calf. Yeah. And then there was like peach blonde hair on this bit and then bald down there. And I'm like, that doesn't look right. So I shaved up here and I was like, I got a little fluff on my butt. I'm like, that's it. Fuck, it's on. And then just shave everywhere in my butthole. And because I like things. I don't like people in my hole, but I like girls around there. That's cool. And I don't think having hair is like an attractive thing.
Absolutely not.
So I want you down there. So there's no hair. And I put like mango butter in there and shit. So it's like, come on in. It's like my little booby trap.
Mango's good.
Chicks love it.
Chicks do love it.
A couple of times they thought my ass was a mango. That's what I thought anyway. I was like, you realize you can't go home with that, right?
Anything like coconutty is also good.
Yeah, I got coconut butter on me all the time.
Oh, yeah. Girls love that, too.
I got coconut butter from Fiji, the real deal one. I only use special occasion bottle.
That's for,
I'm Kiehl's guy right now.
Oh, yeah.
But when it's like, Howard Stern tomorrow, I'll be coconutting those elbows big time.
So you were saying, though, now you've got a little bit of hair here.
Yeah, like a little patch.
A little patch.
Yeah.
See, that's what I thought was supposed to be the most, you look the biggest. I thought it was supposed to really elongate.
I don't have to worry about that. I'm massive.
I thought maybe that's what you were going to say.
That's all I ever say. Yeah. Ow, that hurts. Shut up. I'm joking. I've never said shut up. But I tried to grow. I had like a little bit there. And then it was like starting to be shaved. So it started to look like a vagina. And I'm like, man, that is not a cool look at all. So I'm in the middle of like trying to make it, but not like, hey, I have a landing strip. Because a landing strip, nothing wrong with being gay. I think that it looks a little gay if I have a landing strip. So it's sort of just really light. And there's just some there on top.
But the way that you're the hand gesture you're using is making me think it's like slightly,
it's got
like
an angle.
A rhombus or something.
A rhombus? I don't know what that is.
Okay. So like triangular, but the bottom cut off.
Do you want to see it?
Yeah, I'd love to. Why not? Come on. I can't believe I'm getting to see this. It's the most awesome thing to ever put that up. Oh,
see,
I see. Yeah.
Didn't make a
That's
shape.
Awesome.
Right?
Yeah. Okay. I'm in heaven. That's beautiful. Okay, so it's actually, and you know what? I'm going to tell you right now that that's a rhombus.
Oh, okay, cool. Rhombus crunch.
It has geometry. I got something
from you. I didn't think I was going to learn anything today. I go, do you want to see my rhombus? That's going to trick some fools. They'll be like, yeah, I do. Oh, my God.
It's still very, very, it's super, super clean.
Mm.
Yeah. Just like a little
really
bit of a
like that
patch right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. The OCD. What are you saying to me? Well, I can't see it. My screen's fucked up. So, okay. Take the caller. Where is it? What's the name?
All right. Gabe.
Gabe.
You're on.
You're on with Jason Ellis. Did you have a question?
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Ken.
Yeah, Jason, your upcoming show in Las Vegas in July 14th?
Yeah, Ellis Mania, yeah.
Yeah, is Fox going to be filming that also for Fuel TV?
I don't think so. And actually, I have another TV show that's about to come out on Fuel TV. So having that and this new one is not... It doesn't work. So
they collide somehow.
Well, that and the UFC kind of own Fuel now. So me having fighting on a channel that is really UFC orientated is probably something that I would say Dana White is not a huge fan of. As much as he's a fan of me, I don't think he wants anybody else to have fighting on his channel, which is cool.
Is there any possibility of that being on a pay preview channel?
There is a chance. We're still in negotiations. It might be on HDNet or it might be on my website. So one way or the other, it's going to be you will be able to catch it live.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, thanks, mate.
So one thing that people from my website wanted me to ask you is whether you've ever faked an orgasm.
No. No, I can do it whenever I want.
It seemed like that. It seemed like
I used to be a pre. What is it?
Pre-ejaculator.
Yeah, always. Martha Stewart, Martha Stewart, golf. You know what I mean? Like trying to fucking stop myself.
Martha,
I didn't mean to say that.
Let's go down there and let her know. Her studio's right around the corner.
I don't give a shit. She would care. I mean, it'd be completely different if I was with her. I would once again finish early. But now that I'm old, I have like porn dick. So I can just go whenever I want.
You can just go and go and go.
I could totally be in porn if I wanted to, which is depressing because they probably pay more than you.
Yeah, seriously. Okay, we have another caller who I can't see on the screen, but John from Ohio.
I love that your phones are shitty.
Good morning, y'all.
How's it going, mate?
Hey, just want to let you know I got the email last night saying that your book is on the way, autographed. I want to say thank you. And this is for a lot of people that don't listen to Stars. This is like an ongoing topic, and Ellis knows, and Tully knows, and everybody on his show knows. Ellis fam, no matter if he's in a bad mood, whatever, it's like we kind of take pride in trying to help kind of boost him back up a little bit. But when he is on his game, it's like the greatest day in our lives. I mean, it is like so cool. And as a truck driver, his show gets a lot of us through today. And I just want to tell you thanks, bro, and good luck. Have fun out there in New York.
Thanks, dude. I appreciate that.
Especially going to the Frank DeCaro show next. It's definitely going to be interesting.
Well, looks like my dick's coming out again. Two times in one day.
Don't show it to anyone else.
We're all waiting, bro.
I put it on his leg one time.
You did?
Yeah. I just knew that his partner would be stressed.
On Frank's leg?
Fuck yeah.
Oh, man. So I only got to see the pubic hair. I didn't even get the whole thing.
Put it on your leg, too, if you want.
Oh, man. Do we have to wrap? What the hell? Oh, no, you're giving me that signal.
It'd be cool if you could ask someone what time it is, and I'll put it around your wrist. I've never done that. That'd be
Wait,
crazy.
How does that even work?
I always recommend people call me and say, hey, man, how do I pick up chicks? I don't fucking know. Do you know what I mean? I have an accent and I'm famous. Yeah. So that's how I get laid. So I say, pull your dick out, put it around your wrist. So you guys want to know what time it is? As in, do not do that. That is the worst thing that you can do.
That might even work with me, actually. I'm thinking.
But I've never done it with a girl's wrist before. Like, hey.
Yeah, right.
I see you have the time there.
The worst come on.
How good that would
the
work
worst
for
come
me.
On ever. Thank you so much, Jason, for being here.
Thanks for having me.
You're awesome. And your book is I'm Awesome. And maybe you'll read it as much as I have.
What, Cullen?
What?
Jason will be in Bookends tomorrow in Ridgewood, New Jersey, if you want to get the book signed, if you're out in Jersey. And then he'll be in Staten Island on Wednesday.
This is like a famous person. It's like somebody just leaned in to say that I'm going to be somewhere.
You have Barnes someone to do that. It's great.
Barnes & Noble in Staten Island on Wednesday. And it'll be on Howard Stern tomorrow morning.
So everyone knows, when I sign books, I don't sign books like everybody else. I do shit. I'll you do kick you. You can kick me.
Yeah.
And I'll say funny shit and I'll hit on your mom. All the good stuff.
Yeah.
He signed a book in blood the other
day. Oh, yeah.
Oh, seriously.
Yeah, yeah. I'll bleed on you too if you want.
Yeah. We got a lot to do.
We have a very busy schedule.
Thank you so much, Jason. What I learned today on Jane Radio. Use that excuse. The way Jane says hello is awesome, makes men want to flirt. Well, only that weird guy that was on before. When Jane isn't in control, everything is under control. Jane is probably great at giving advice because she's codependent. True, I'm also good at blowjobs. Chicks love mango butter. And everybody check out I'm Awesome by Jason Ellis. Sort of bye. Not really bye, but got it.